Hi, Matt.
Hello there, Debbie. Hello there, Ellen.
Hello there,
he's
Matt.
Good
with
on the
one
radio.
T.
That is family quirk.
Matt with one T.
T is a family quirk. It goes back to when we first came here.
Where
in
did
1869,
you come
from Germany, from Bavaria.
Aha! Uh-huh. They only use one T there.
No, because my great grandfather's name was Matthias. M-A-T-H-I-A-S.
Uh-huh.
And when they Americanized it, they just took off the I-A-S and added E-W. Sort of like Matthew Brady, the great Civil War photographer, only had one T in his name.
Really?
Yeah. So it's interesting to be on this side of the
booth. Oh, good. And here's Jess. Hi.
Yes, and we have Jess arrived, too.
Okay.
So, Matthew, you're here to talk about a WGXC occurrence.
Yes.
That happens on Tuesday.
Tuesday, August 29th. It's going to be at the Red Dot in Hudson at 321 Warren Street. The doors open at 6 p.m. It's a radio benefit for WGXC, and because it is a radio benefit for GXC, I can say that it's going to be, the admission is $20, and that includes light food, and there's a cash bar. And then at 7 o'clock, we go live to air with Prison Alley Tales. And Prison Alley Tales is sort of a catch-all title that we have done for a variety of stories by a number of people, including the wonderful Debbie Mayer.
Yeah, I'm going to tell a story.
Great. Yes.
Yeah.
And how about you, Matt? Are you
and Matt tells
a story
also. Absolutely.
Yes, I tell a story.
Does.
Yes, I do. I tell the story of how I actually ended up in the media business.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Someone overdosed.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am all these years later.
Right. Gosh.
Exactly.
Still in the media business.
Yeah. And one way or another, I am.
Right. Yeah.
And then, let's see, we've got Debbie Mayer, and we have mm-hmm. Logan Rando, who mm-hmm. comes down from Albany, who helps us. It takes us through what it's like to have a demonic modem. And we also have, I'm going around the room because my notes.
Oh, you mean this
right.
is the story?
This
yes.
is the story.
Logan
yes.
has a script which he
yes.
reads, and he does all the different voices, including the demonic
yes.
modem.
And
yes.
and it was very much like my experience on Tuesday morning with mm-hmm. AT&T.
Mm-hmm. Yes, people will find it familiar and yet different.
Yes, mm-hmm. familiar and different.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, because I spent about an hour on the phone with a very nice young man named Mark, who was somewhere in Asia trying to resolve a problem that I was having with AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the same guy that said, are you comfortable with pulling the plug or something he wanted me to do? I said, well, I'd have to like crawl under the desk and find
right.
it.
So it's not comfortable.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's comfortable.
And then Maria Manhattan, who is on air here with her wonderful Hudson Cafe on Wednesday, every other Wednesday at 11 o'clock, is going to tell a story about the Berlin Wall. Not when it came down, but when it went up.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was young and she said stupid. But then weren't we all at
certain age?
Certain
absolutely.
Age.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're
and
all
then,
lucky we're alive.
Gosh, isn't it amazing? You,
yeah,
it's
really.
Like I can't believe it.
Yeah,
I never thought I'd see the backside of 30, and now, here I am, older.
Yeah.
Let's see. Alana Hauptman tells a tale.
She does.
Nick Hardcastle is telling a tale.
Mm-hmm.
And
then there was the couple with the play script. I
yes,
don't
and we have
names.
A couple, Chris and Francine,
okay.
who are going to be doing the tale of a claustrophobic mortician in an elevator with a corpse.
Mm-hmm. And it's a script, like a play
and
script.
It's a little script. So yeah. we've got all kinds of things, and I am doing my best.
Everybody oh, and we forgot Scott. You went around the room and forgot Scott, who's reading
some
two
poems
or three
from
poems
Frank O'Hara.
By Frank O'Hara.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think Patrick O'Connor is going to do something. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Let's see. Who else.
Well, there were some people who weren't there.
There were some people that Alicia Vergara, I think, is going to be doing something, as is, I think, Larry Divney. They live up in Stuyvesant.
So these little plays or whatever they are.
Stories are not
stories are not necessarily related to Prison Alley.
No, no. It's just the title that we came up with, a catch-up for a anthology of pieces performed by the WGXC Diamond Street Radio Players.
Yay.
And then we will do our next performance on the 12th of September.
Yes.
But we have a special live slot on the 29th. And then the next time we do something live, it's going to be Halloween night.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-huh. But this is really great. So we've got lots of things that are going on.
And what's happening on September 12th? I didn't quite
we
get
don't
that.
Know that yet.
I see. Okay. But it's not live.
No, it will be live streamed.
Live streamed. Okay.
Live streamed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so we've got about a dozen to 15 people who are going to be participating in this, and I want the audience to know that I have been gently begging Ellen Thurston, who is on the air with me today, to perform also. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
She keeps threatening she's going to sing.
Yes.
Mm.
You know, and so I am just doing my very best to, because Ellen is a great talent. We all know that. We hear her on Thursday afternoons.
We do. Know that.
We do, because I listen to you. You inspired me to do the Wednesday morning show, yes. You and Tom.
Is that your show?
I'm saying nothing.
When is your show, Matt? Just tell the audience.
I am the host of the morning show on Wednesdays from 9 to 11.
Okay.
I interview guests, and I play jazz.
Mm.
2 hours on Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
2 hours on Wednesday morning. Just like you do 2 hours on Thursday afternoon.
No, but there's something about the morning hours that are a little more intimidating.
Well, it is because, you know, you come in, Democracy Now! Is playing. There is no one else in the studio.
No.
The news may or may not be ready.
Right.
Which means I may or may not have to read it.
Uh-huh.
And so it's just all a great adventure.
Yeah, it is a great adventure.
Yeah, it is. I open up the studio on Wednesday mornings.
Uh-huh.
I know the secret to the lockbox.
Uh-huh.
I know how to turn off the burglar alarm.
Oh my gosh.
Know? And I know how to deal sort of with all that plastic stuff. And so, but Prison Alley Tales, produced by Matthew Tombers, and starring a variety of people from the listening area of WGXE. We'll have individual stories to tell. Debbie is telling about the second scariest thing that has happened to her in her life.
Wow. Just about, yeah.
And I'm telling the story of how I got into media. Alana's doing a fallen cat.
Yeah.
Scott is...
Fallen cat?
A fallen cat.
A New York City fallen
cat. A New York story.
Oh. Right, a New York story.
Okay. Jess Puglisi is in the studio.
She's also
being
in the
totally
studio.
Silent.
Yeah.
Yes,
and,
but Jess is going to be our audio technician for Tuesday night.
Oh, she's good at that.
Yes,
another
she
opportunity
is.
For me to be totally silent.
Yeah.
A lot of audio
you
equipment.
You never think of you as being very verbal.
Oh, really?
Really, yeah.
Yeah, well, we should spend more time together.
Yes.
Oh, we heard that.
We heard that, yes. So, yes, and so Tuesday night, August 29th, Prison Alley Tales, Red Dot Restaurant, 321 Warren Street, Hudson, New York, and it's going to be live.
Do they need a reservation?
It would be good. And if you want a reservation, you can get one by emailing info@WGXC.org. We have only about 35 seats. So, and it's $20. There's
a modest fee.
It's a benefit for the radio station. All the money goes to the radio station. There's a cash bar and there is some light food served.
20 times 35.
Well, 10 times 35. Yeah, right.
I know. I had to use my phone to get there.
Oh,
the first time I did that.
Really?
Yeah, really. I'm
10
you know,
times 35 is 350, so you double
right.
it.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm way down that road of total dependence upon my digital technology.
Digital stuff, yeah.
You know, I now am so lazy, I don't even look up phone numbers. I just tell Siri to call somebody.
Uh-huh. Pretty neat.
Except Siri always mispronounces my family name.
What does she call it? Yeah.
Well, actually, it's he. I changed him to a Brit. Okay. Her to a Brit. Male.
Okay.
Male Brit.
Uh-huh.
And so he says, I'll say, please call Joe Tomber's mobile.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, Mr. Mobile.
And then he says, calling Joe Tumors.
Tumors?
Oh, no. Tumors. Mobile.
Mobile.
And then my brother gets on the line, and I spare him the pain of telling him our name has been slaughtered.
Well, I try to put phone numbers in my phone, and it refuses to spell them the way I put them in. So Graham Farrell comes out. Graham Farewell,
Graham
for example.
Farewell.
Yes.
Yes.
Farewell. So...
And I can't
phone
resist.
Has a mind of its own.
It does, but I can't resist taking radio time to say that I added the area codes to my speed dial.
Oh, congratulations!
It took me a long time, and you know it was getting close to the deadline. It was 11 o'clock at night on August 18th, and yeah, I'm going to do this. I figured it out. But anyway, okay.
I don't have to worry about that because I have a 917 number, so everything has the area code.
Has the area code, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I had to use an area code for everything.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just a local gal, and I had three local numbers that are important to me. Mm-hmm. They're the ones I use. That's why they're on the speed dial.
Exactly.
And I hadn't bothered to put in the area code.
So
till August 18th.
So Prison Alley Tales.
Yeah.
Tuesday night. Debbie Mayer has a prominent role to play. We're hoping Ellen Thurston will have a prominent
yes.
role to play. Matt Tombers will be there. Maria Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We
Scott
also,
Baldinger.
Scott Baldinger.
Reading the poetry.
Let's see. Alana is telling the mm-hmm. story of the fallen cat.
Mm-hmm.
We have a little script about what it is to have a demonically possessed mm-hmm. cable modem.
Mm-hmm.
We have another tale of a claustrophobic mortician in an elevator with a corpse
mm-hmm.
and a very frightened valley girl. So it's going to be a treasure of an evening.
Yes, it's going to be
great.
Fun. Yep.
Can't wait.
Yes.
Yes.
And Jess is here to talk about something which is
right.
even closer than this is than Prison Alley Tales.
I know it's
it's right tomorrow.
It's terrifyingly close.
Terrifyingly close. And that is tell us.
Yeah.
Lodge
2017
uh-huh.
at Riddlebauer's Resort in Round Top, New York.
Absolutely.
And how can people get their tickets?
They can, well, if they don't want to do anything and they just want to listen, they can just show up there anytime during the weekend, but they will be charged a premium for that. Therefore, if they are sitting near a computer or a cell phone, which they probably are, mm-hmm. they can just go to lodge2017.bpt, which is brownpapertickets.com. Mm-hmm. And you will get there.
Oh, this is yeah. dot
M- or if you just
M-E on the postcard.
That also works. Yeah, no.
It's all the same.
Is there a discount if you order?
If you order in advance, you save $15.
Yeah, but you got to do it today,
right? You have to do it before midnight tonight. So
uh-huh.
I'm almost on the verge of giving up trying to get people to buy their advance
yeah.
tickets.
Yeah.
But you can still save money. But I don't even want to talk about tickets. We should talk about how great Lodge is, or
yes.
at least what Lodge
yeah.
is. Or
tell us
yeah.
what Lodge is.
What
and
is
who's
Lodge?
Gonna be there and stuff. Yeah.
So I brought programs, by the
oh,
way.
Thank for
everybody.
You.
So
I love it.
I know programs. This isn't really make for good radio to be reading programs on the air, but so I guess, you know, I'll start from the beginning. Lodge is a festival type occurrence
mm-hmm.
that is much less structured and let's just say high intensity than maybe the word festival has come to sort of connote at this point in time.
Hmm.
Basically, on Friday night, people gather, and there is live music at a place called Riedel Bowers. And really, Lodge wouldn't exist without Riedel Bowers. Mm. Lodge is almost a celebration of Riedel Bowers, in addition to being a celebration of WJXC. Riedel Bowers is in Round Top, which from the Rip Van Winkle Bridge is about 15 minutes, 20 minutes if you're a slowpoke. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful kind of, probably built in the 50s, I think, maybe a little earlier, maybe a little later, resort run in a sort of an alpine style vibe, lots of unstructured, you know, sort of relaxing opportunities to be outside, sit by a pool, spend time with family, that kind of green, kind of salubrious vibe. And there is a beer garden on the premise where we WTXC people all gather for all of the stuff that happens during the weekend. That's sort of the nucleus of the event. But you're allowed to go wherever you so choose, which means you can walk in the woods, you can sit under a tree, you can sit in the swimming pool, you can do whatever you find yourself wanting to do, including interacting with a couple of different, or actually this year we have four different artists created installations that'll be on the property. Mm-hmm. They will be set up, you'll be able to see three of the four of them all weekend long. One will only be active during the afternoon on Saturday. Mm-hmm. They are all created by, or actually two of the projects are made by Wayfarm Artists in Residence, who created the projects while they were there. So that was a mouthful.
Okay.
Let's see. What else? What? Hello. Goodbye. Matt's leaving the room.
Oh.
Thank you, Matt.
Matt's leaving the studio.
And remember,
he's leaving the building.
I'm here plugging the event on August 29th at the Red Dot. Doors open at 6 p.m. Performance at 7 p.m. Prison LA Tales. And we're going to leave it all to Jess to tell you all about Lodge 2017, which is, I'm going to come over just to see what it's all about.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
Right. Yeah.
Goodbye, Matt. Thanks for coming in.
Bye, Matt.
Bye.
Well, all I know about Lodge is that it has a swimming pool.
It has a swimming pool.
Yeah, and it looks like a big one.
It's a pretty good sized one.
Does it have a golf course?
It has a driving range, which is less commitment than a golf course.
Exactly.
So probably better.
Does it have shuffleboard? Oh, no, that's an indoor
No, actually,
game.
There isn't shuffleboard at Riedel Bowers, but the magical thing, have you guys been to Round Top ever? Have you?
You know, I went there last weekend to Crow's Nest, which we're going to be talking about next week, where Stephen Petronio is going to open a retreat for choreographers.
Is that related to the, or not Altamira, the
Lumberyard?
No, not the Lumberyard. But it's completely separate.
Okay, because I know there's some sort of, I believe it's dance-related thing.
Oh, there is, in Catskill.
Or no, also
in Round Top also?
Like the Altamira. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I've heard of
Interesting.
Altamira.
Yeah, I don't.
I believe, don't quote me, and maybe I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's dance-related.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not positive. But anyway, it's just basically across the street from Riedel Bowers. And
yes,
on that same street,
right,
there are a number of other resorts in the same sort of German feel.
I saw them. Yeah, I saw Riedel Bowers, and I saw some other resorts,
The Brauhaus, which looks like an actual, like, sort of weird beer hall just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you can get your shuffleboard fix, I believe, at the Blackhead.
Well, there you go. So okay.
It's a few minutes away.
I've never played shuffleboard. Oh. I'm curious.
Strangely enough, it was something that I was taught how to do in middle or high school. It was
really?
a unit in gym. Which,
no kidding.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know.
Where did you go to school?
Connecticut.
we used to play it when I was a kid, but that was like shortly after the invention of electricity.
I actually thought it was only done on board ship.
Oh, that seems like it would be very complicating, right?
But you see people on ships.
I guess if the ship
movies.
Is big enough not to tilt back and forth a lot.
Yeah, a big ship.
A very
right.
big. Yeah. So anyway, yes. But yeah, it's fun up there.
So there are a lot of resorts up there?
Yeah. It's. I mean, it's a whole
there
zone.
There are. Yeah.
And it's they're still functioning as they were in the
I mean,
former years?
You know, it seems And again, this is my observation. Don't take it as fact, but it seems like Round Top, whereas East Durham, a little further along, seems to have a lot more. It seems like those. I mean, everybody seems to be struggling a bit, you know, up, you know, with the resort, because that type of resort maybe isn't as enticing for people who are looking to vacation now as it once was. However, I think specifically in Round Top, there seems to be a fair amount of families that really just keep coming year after year, generation after generation. And that's the thing you do see at Riedel Bauer, is like a lot of multi-generational family getaways, you know, like kind of. In sometimes there's a fair amount of European, I think mostly German people who I've seen there, you know, slightly older, and then, you know, then the American children presumably, and then their little kids kind of running around. And that's one of the other things about Lodge. We don't like clear the resort out and make it our own. There's totally, there's both the people who go to Nussi's, which is the beer garden on the premise, on the weekends, which is just kind of, you know, Cairo locals and everything else. And then also the resort guests that have nothing to do with WGXC, don't know what Lodge is, and don't really care. They're just kind of entertained by the music. Because
you're combining a resort of former years with all this modern music thing going on.
More or less.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's kind of, and I mean, yeah, it's kind of, it's nice that way, because, I mean, last year we actually had an artist from, you know, let's say my generation, and then his parents, his father was actually a ham radio operator, so he came out and installed a ham radio station at the premise, and he also presented something, you know, during the afternoon of Lodge. So there's this sort of, you know, I guess I would use the word a little bit cozy. I mean, it's not terribly cool, per se. You know, it's fun, but I don't know if it's
But it's not cool.
Yeah, come to this not quite happening party we're having this weekend. I swear you'll have a great time. No, I mean, I guess.
It sounds very relaxing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I mean,
bring your reading material.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you know, or you can go crazy the whole time. I mean, it's fun. There's like, you know, there's rock and music and people. It's just not about, there's not very much stuff to buy except for beer and, you know, sausages. And other than that, there's no screens anywhere. You know, just a lot of green, which sounds really nice to me, since it's going to be 75 degrees and breezy all summer, or all weekend, I guess.
Sounds like a good weekend for it. Yeah, so, that's anyway, great.
Yeah, and it all supports the radio station, which we all love. So
yeah,
that's important.
Yeah, it's a low impact.
It's fun, and it supports WGXC.
Yeah, or we like to think so.
And which year is this? The third year?
This is, well, it's the third year of this summer. The first year we did it, kind of, I think we decided at kind of the last minute, kind of seat of the pants, that we were going to do it. And we did it in, I believe, the last week of September or the first weekend of October.
Yeah.
And it was one night and it was cold.
Right.
And so we had, you know, a small, huddled, cheerful group of people there. But, you know, it didn't have that same sort of, you know, lazy summer day exuberance that we hope that our marginally cool party will have this year. So we moved it to summer because we were like, all right, we want to do this again. And then Peter Nussbaumer is the owner and operator of Riedel Bauer's. And so and he goes by Nussi. And Nussi suggested that we move it to the summer because I think he probably felt bad for us because we're all shivering. And so we did. And now last year was really good. And this year, I hope it's really good, too. But yeah.
Oh, good. So it really worked out last year. Great.
Yeah.
So when you go, Jess, do you stay? I mean, you always go.
I do go.
When you are there.
I go hard. No, but
when you are there, do you stay at Riedel Bauer's?
I have had the pleasure of staying at Riedel Bauer's for the last couple of years, but such as I unfortunately don't get a free suite or anything like that, I have opted this year to stay not at Riedel Bauer's, but at the official Lodge campground, which is just about a mile away on a private property of one of the co-organizers, because I organize this. I'm kind of the chief organizer of Lodge within the WGXC staff, but I have a right-hand man named J.D. Eisman, who's a Round Top local and really instrumental in a lot of the other heavy lifting that the staff doesn't take care of. And he is very generous and allows people to stay on his property if they want to pitch a tent.
Yes. So I noticed that camping is possible.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So are you pitching a tent?
I will be, yes.
Great.
Yes.
Yes.
So, good for you.
Oh, yeah. I'll pitch a tent anywhere. Just give me an invite. Uh-huh. But, yeah, no, it'll be... So I think we're going to have a fun but pretty... A small but cheerful campground this year.
Uh-huh. Good.
Yeah.
Oh, you can play volleyball, it says here.
Yeah. If you're so inclined.
Right.
I think there's also... I think there are tennis courts.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also this game where you can try to get a ring on a nail in a tree, which is extremely thrilling.
If you yeah, really?
It's more fun after a couple of beers, I guess. But
sure. Yeah. Is there a dance floor?
There is. There's a large dance floor.
Uh-huh. In the beer garden?
In the beer garden. Mm-hmm. And we do. I should mention that many of our own will be DJs over the course of the weekend.
Yes, I was looking at that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Hank Flick, DJ Lunar Moss, mm-hmm. who is a WGXC programmer emeritus, he has, since the very beginning, has been a huge help producing Lodge. Some years he's just volunteered mm-hmm. on that level, but also has always done the Saturday night interstitials, which is kind of the golden spot. But also on Friday night, we're going to have DJ Peter Brauch, mm-hmm. who does the fantastic WGXC show called Untitled. I believe, I can't remember which Wednesday of the month it is, but it's once a month, and it's mm-hmm. one of those kind of sleeper shows because it's once a month and it's called Untitled. But it's kind of, it's a little hard to find sometimes, but it's fantastic, and I'm really excited about uh-huh. hearing him DJ live. And then also throughout the day on Saturday afternoon, we're going to have a few different, including the Magic Stranger and Chris Bishop, who, mm-hmm. you know, and also I should mention, that's the other thing. If you're listening to this and you're like, I don't know, you're not really selling me on your not quite fun party. Saturday afternoon is really, it's free, risk-free. You can come for free. Everything starts at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be live on the radio. There'll be live radio programming. Installations will be up and running. You'll get to meet some artists who have made really incredible things. Actually, we had an artist, Elia Vargas, out there yesterday. Actually, no, maybe he started on Tuesday installing a miniature oil pipeline on the grounds.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a crude oil pipeline that will be generating basically this feedback loop using radio transmitters. I won't get into the nitty gritty here, that you get to strap on a backpack and walk around with a transmitter and kind of actually interact with the signal of this installation. But so he dug this whole thing, and there's 100 feet of oil pipeline on the grounds waiting for the crowds to show up and admire it. So
they let him do that?
Yeah. That's it's everything's relaxed.
Right. Really relaxed. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it being over. I have to go home and fold a lot more of these programs. But but it should be a very good time.
Who designed the program?
Did you
do that?
Yep.
I think it looks great.
Thank you. Actually, that illustration I did not do, that was by a really fantastic illustrator named Casey Burns, who does a lot of commercial illustration, poster design for cool bands and things like mm-hmm. that, record design. Mm-hmm. But this is his second year making a specific Lodge specific design, which we have printed up on t-shirts.
Yes, I and see. There is a t-shirt.
The antenna is wonderful.
It's fantastic, right? And that's actually a shortwave radio, and that has been made to look like a building at Riedel Bauer's.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
cool. I like the sort of scratchy quality of
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
I love this down here.
Yep. Yeah, so, but then...
Nice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, there's a little map here.
Yeah.
Yep.
It unfolds, so you have a map.
Yeah, so
you have a real map?
I'll boast that over 3 years, and this will be the fourth year,
mm-hmm.
nobody's gotten lost at Lodge.
Oh, that's good.
Zero fatalities. So
Excellent. Yeah. You could put up a sign. Yeah. Zero fatalities at this festival. Yeah.
I can't even pronounce number three.
I'm actually waiting. Yes, that's the project by the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And that's one of the first things I'm going to ask tomorrow when I see them. How to say that.
How to say that? Yeah. Okay. I was wondering also.
After simulacrum.
Simulacrum. That's the one I can say. I can say simulacrum.
Right.
But that first word, I just... I think I copied and pasted. I didn't retype, because if so, I would have gotten into some trouble.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah.
The ways of artful living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. Gosh, a fearless approach to technology, Ellen.
Yeah. Really?
That's something we both could use.
Oh, yeah. And it's only 15 minutes from the bridge?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. If you live in Catskill, it's probably like 12 minutes from you. Yeah, so it's about 10 minutes from Wave Farm.
Is it? So
yeah,
that's
25
out there.
Minutes from here, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah, so right from my door. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. But it feels like it's a world away.
So yes.
Nice. You
it
know,
does.
When you live in a city like Hudson, so I live in a city, but you need to get out of the city. I mean, if you live in New York City, you really have to have an escape valve someplace.
Absolutely.
So I need a little house in the country.
To escape your house in the country.
Maybe 45 minutes away. Yeah. So if there was something I needed to get back for in a hurry, I could do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But just far enough away so maybe people would leave me alone.
Sounds like you might be interested in Jewett. Jewett's nice.
Where is that?
Yeah. That's a little... That's kind of... If you kind of go past Wyndham and hook a left, sort of. It's really nice. It's I think you get really bad cell phone reception there because you're kind of in between
that's
mountains.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It seemed, I think it's about 45 minutes, though. Yeah, well, if I see any little shacks, I'll
Let her know. I mean, Vince Mulford bought a house in Hollowville.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that he would have a country home.
Oh, you know, I think it's funny. I think I noticed that. Mm-hmm. Because I rode my bike over there past somebody who was working on this house, and I think I recognized the house from an Instagram photo I'd seen.
Yeah, really?
And that's, one of those technology, I don't know, voyeurism that you didn't really mean.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
Anyway,
well, thank you for letting me spiel on about this.
And they have till midnight to get
midnight tonight. Go online and buy extra
tickets
so I get a good night of sleep and I'm not worrying about anything.
Right.
The address is lodge2017.bpt, which stands for brown paper tickets, .me. Or if that's letters and gobbledygook, you could just go to lodge2017.brownpapertickets.com, or you can simply just go to wgxc.org. A little tab will pop out on your arrival, and then you hit the tab and it says get tickets, and that's exactly what will happen.
Easy.
Yeah,
that's what exactly you should do.
You should do.
Yes.
Get tickets
before
tickets.
Dinner.
Anyway, thanks. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Ellen and Debbie.
Thanks, Jess.
Have a
thanks
nice afternoon.
Thanks for coming in.
I'm going to go scream in the streets until people get tickets.
Right.
Goodbye.
Okay.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye-bye.